So yesterday I explained how Rocky is such a great benefit for Taiwan's culture. Today, I'm going to tell you what happened with Hong Kong and the Taiwanese. I found it, Taiwan, I've talked about it. Maybe you've seen my appeals. Maybe you remember way back when I've said it. Taiwan is extremely unfair to foreigners. There's almost no circumstances where a foreigner can become a Taiwanese citizen, as in, like, you're a citizen, you can vote, you can have a passport. You can enter the country as a citizen, etc. Travel to other countries as a Taiwanese citizen. Almost under no circumstances will they let that happen to anybody. Even if you're married, you're married to a Taiwanese, you still cannot become a Taiwanese citizen. If you work 5 years, you got to be rich. You can't just work 5 years and keep your job and obey the law. You've got to be rich and then you can do it. Yeah. It's like part of the law. You have to be rich. It's like you have to have this much money, which is rich. If you make $70,000 in 1 year in America, they'll let you come to Taiwan because you're rich. Oh, you made that much money in America? Okay, good. Come to Taiwan. You're rich. You can be a Taiwanese. They have laws like this. Now, I've been here for 12 years and I've called immigration, says my employer is breaking the law and violating my rights and hurting me legally. And immigration's like, well, they can't do that. I said, well, they won't give me my papers. They have to. And then immigration hung up the phone on me. I've had that happen. I don't want to go into the details of what this is, but here's the thing. Years ago, this started to happen to me. I didn't have a platform to announce it to the world. And I wasn't so sure that it was the most effective way to solve problems. Just because there's a problem doesn't mean you need to have to be the jaybird in the woods who just starts squawking, announcing the hunter's presence to the entire forest. There's much more involved in when certain events are newsworthy. So Taiwan mistreated me like this, and I just tried to quietly survive. I wanted to have a happy ending with Taiwan. That was my goal. I'm going to endure. Taiwan's going to change. They're going to grow up. I'm going to tell people in government about the problem. I'm going to tell people in Congress if I need to, in American Congress, and tell people in Taiwan's government. Taiwan will grow up. They'll get over it, and it'll be a happy ending, and I'll have a good thing to say about Taiwan. That was my dedication for almost 12 years. And there was a time almost 2 years ago. I made a video on YouTube to talk about how Taiwan's government was so disorganized and gave me the red tape runaround and gave me a bunch of nonsense and wouldn't even follow basic rules, and then used that messed up meeting as a way to say no to my request for citizenship. And I made some other videos about traffic laws. I've had some of those on YouTube. Anyhow, I've talked a little bit about this. I had a petition on change.org. There's human trafficking in Taiwan, ESL human trafficking. I guess this is kind of the summary of all this. After 12 years, almost 12 years, I see zero progress. I was telling Royu yesterday, it's been coming to me so many different things over the last week, even 2 weeks, a little bit more. People that are crazy and wrong about something, like this one lady thinks that God gave her a prophecy that I have to marry her, and then she just writes me these hateful negative letters as a way of convincing me that I have to marry her because God told her something. Yeah. It's only gotten worse with that lady. Another friend, over a year ago, had offered me a job teaching illegally. I said, no, that's illegal. I said, but I have a friend who can teach legally. The person's Asian American, but that person can teach legally. Nope. The ESL school didn't want to hire that person because that person doesn't have a white face. I say, well, okay, so they want me to go teach illegally. I risk a criminal record. And yes, Taiwan does deport them, even though the Taiwanese say it doesn't happen. So I risk a criminal record because they want to be bigotists when that person is a fully qualified English teacher, just as qualified as I am. Yep. And then just a few weeks ago, that friend said to me, I don't know why you turned down that illegal job. I'm like, 12 years of this, and there's no progress. I'm still running into progressive red lights in Taiwan that just make no sense. Like, this light's red, and then because you wait for that, the next light's red, and the government doesn't do anything about it. It wastes enormous amounts of time. Double, triples the travel time in Taiwan, and the government does nothing to try to fix it. So I just, okay, all right. So I'm watching this. Then again, last week, another person called me out of the blue and wanted me to teach an illegal job. Wanted me to be an illegal teacher in an ESL school. Like it was some normal thing. I'm like, no, that's, you got to be a lawful society. You're a democracy. Your government's got to get the laws so they make sense. I should be able to teach, but it's like prohibition. Because the government's bigotist and racist, and racism doesn't solve the real problems. Just, we'll make this illegal. There, that solves a problem. No, it's deeper than that. And I said, here's my Instagram account. Follow me so we can discuss this issue. Okay, okay. Person never followed me. No change. Same problems as 12 years ago. And now, it's, you know, I'm doing the Symphony research this week, and there's the story from Hong Kong. Now people in Hong Kong are starting to write about Hong Kong Free Press. It's a blog put together by some people that are trying to make the world a better place, I think. That's what I gather. I don't know if it's some CIA plant. Who cares? Stop suspecting people. Just because some Westerner's in Hong Kong trying to write good stories doesn't mean he's CIA. My goodness, it's probably great newspaper, Hong Kong Free Press. But someone was writing about it, that the Hong Kongers needed help. They went to Taiwan's government. Taiwan's government refused them, turned them away. 200 Hong Kongers were arrested. Taiwan even set up a special office to help the Hong Kongers. But all that office did was give the Hong Kongers a long sob story about how they can't help them. They didn't change the laws. They set up an office to help people, but they kept the same laws that prevent them from helping people. I mean, you know, at what point does Taiwan make substantive changes that actually help? Apparently never. So now the Hong Kongers and via Hong Kong Free Press are, I think it's hkfp.com, I'm not sure. Now Hong Kongers are starting to write about the same problems I've been seeing for 12 years. Okay. Now, I as a writer and as someone that's trying to do a newspaper, Pacific Daily Times, I've got a decision here to make. And I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks as all of this, just all of a sudden, tons and tons of evidence within 1 or 2 weeks that Taiwan's had no change of this. Just all of a sudden, boom, whoop. I'm like, you know what? I think God's trying to say why he's about to do something. You know, if God lets something bad happen to Taiwan, we'll know that it wasn't just because he's trying to be mean. It was Taiwan that wouldn't not be mean. Maybe I'll ask this, why do God let bad things happen? Why does Taiwan let bad things keep happening when they know about it? So why, you know, why do we, why doesn't God get rid of evil? Why don't we get rid of evil? Everyone blames God for the snake deceiving Adam, or deceiving Eve and Adam going along with it. No one blames Adam. So the world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a mean and nasty place. You heard that yesterday. Can't point fingers at people. Everyone points fingers at the devil trying to be mad at God. What can you do to get rid of the evil in your own life? How can you and I complain about evil out in the world and blame God for it when there's evil right around us that we refuse to address? And Taiwan hasn't done it. So for the longest time, I wouldn't say anything, even at Pacific Daily Times, because I don't want myself to be the news. I'm not starting a newspaper just so I can talk about my problems. But now they're everybody's problems. So things might be different. See you tomorrow.